Well, we have the first of a few takes on the weather, not just up in Sheboygan, where we've been on a dam watch, but down here where we've had tornadoes and tornado watches and warnings and all the rest of it. It's been bizarre weather, that's for sure. Covering it all as a reporter at the Great Detroit News, Beth LeBlanc is here with the latest on the Sheboygan Dam Watch. Beth, nice to have you back. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to us. Where are we right now?
Yeah, so as of this morning, the water was about 6.5 inches from the top of the dam. This is in spite of many interventions that the state has been trying to make at that dam complex. They've put in multiple pumps to pump water out and around the dam. They've taken the gates off the spillways to allow as much flow as possible. They've also built up one side of the dam with sandbags and an aquadam. And the reason they're doing that is because northwest of the dam, between the actual dam structure and the lock, is a grassy slope that the DNR is really worried about, because if water spills that way onto the grassy slope, there's a possibility of erosion. And if that area erodes, it kind of compromises the structure of the dam itself. So what they're trying to do is push as much as possible any kind of breach to the southeast side of the dam, where there's a rocky slope and where erosion is less likely. So they're working to do that. They're also working to restart a hydroelectric unit at the dam that has been idled basically since 2023. But when it was working, that hydroelectric portion of the dam accounted for 30% of the capacity, 30% of the water that went through the dam went through there. So they're at a disadvantage with that being idled, and so they're trying to get it restarted right now.
Yeah, what I'd read early on, Beth LeBlanc with us from the Detroit News, might have been in one of your columns, in fact, Beth. One of the stories was they were going to fire up that hydroelectric powerhouse, if you will, and get it running. Did they know up front that it was not just an easy throw the switch and let it go, that there's quite a bit of work that's going to go into this thing to get it back up and running?
Yeah, this is a very complicated process. And usually when a dam produces hydroelectric power, it's federally regulated. So this is the state working with the feds, working with locals, working with the private owner to try to get it restarted. And what they have to do is, A, they have to basically bring it out in mothballs, but also they have to reconnect it to the grid, basically, because they cannot operate it at its full capacity unless it's backing up into a grid. And so Consumers Energy has been trying to get it connected for a while here. They brought in about 1,000 feet of 6-inch cable up from another Midwest state to try and reconnect this. But it is definitely easier said than done at this point.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, not even in a sense, in reality, they're getting this thing out of the mothball stage. And we all know what something is like and what happens to it when it hasn't been run for a while. There are a lot of technical issues and difficulties and parts that need to be replaced and parts that are not ready at hand. So I guess they're probably working on that as well, Beth.
Yeah, they are, definitely. And, you know, complicating all of this are other areas. You know, the state's focus has primarily been on the Sheboygan Dam, as it should be, right? That's one of the key pieces here. But there are other areas in the Sheboygan County that are flooding right now. So like northwest of this main dam, five earthen dams have been encountering problems. One of the levees broke last afternoon and has been flooding homes in that area. Upstream of the dam, a lot of the lakes that feed into the Sheboygan River, like Mullet Lake, Black Lake, Burt Lake, those are all rising. They're flooding homes around those lakes where you see a lot of vacation homes. So some folks aren't even home as this is occurring. Other folks are there year round and are seeing it occurring, at, you know, kind of as we speak. And that's all water that needs to pass through this dam, but has so far been unable to The DNR is fully aware of what's building up behind this dam. They're hoping to channel it as responsibly as possible. And if there is a breach, they're trying to do the least amount of damage as possible to get it around the dam.
Beth LeBlanc, a reporter for the Detroit News, you've been spending time in Sheboygan. How are the folks doing?
You know, I think a lot of them are kind of at a wait and see stage. They're obviously nervous about this, but they have been getting some regular updates from the state and city, probably not as many as they would wish. But, you know, if you go to downtown Sheboygan, which is the main street in Sheboygan, is in the potential floodplain here, you see a lot of stores closed with sandbags in front of them. So people are definitely preparing there.
Well, we've got our fingers crossed. We have our thoughts, and those who pray and believe in it are praying for them to come through this on the upside and bright side and better side. And we'll depend on you, Beth, for your reports. And I thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Beth LeBlanc, reporter at the award-winning Detroit News, the latest on the Sheboygan Dam Watch. And the Detroit News has her right there in Sheboygan, which is what we always expected of our newspapers. And not every newspaper does that anymore, but the Detroit News obviously is and does. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR with more weather information. And we don't have to go up to Sheboygan for it. We've got it right in Metro Detroit last night. Marie Osborne on the story next.